Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there. Thanks so much for being on the podcast today. I hope you had a fantastic Christmas and that you got to spend some time with those you care about and that you got to give and receive love this season. We had an incredible one here at the McGraw House, and I hope you did as well. Today on the podcast, I want to talk about spiritual hunger. And the truth is, physically, I'm not really hungry today. I don't know about you guys, but it seems like when the holidays roll around, the diets go out the window, the eating plans go out the window, and honestly, I make the joke that I need to find my stretchy pants so I can just eat, eat, eat. And what happens for me, I don't know if this is true for you, but what happens for me is oftentimes when I eat crazy on the holidays, it really does crank up a hunger inside of me. I want more of those things. And as we wrap up 2019 and we start leaning into 2020, I want to think about that idea of hunger, but I want to think about this idea of spiritual hunger. In fact, this Sunday morning, I'm going to be talking about that here at Sugar Hill Church, this idea that there's something more. This idea that God wants us to be hungry for Him, for us to realize that there is something more. And so as we take a few minutes and start wrapping up 2019, I want to give you sort of five lessons I'm learning as I think about this idea of spiritual hunger and I begin to think about, God, I want 2020 to be a fantastic year as I seek after You. And the first lesson is, number one, to ground yourself in the love of God, to remind yourself often that God loves you. The reason why this is so important is I'm convinced that the more you understand how much God loves you, the more you're going to love Him in return. That's just the truth. The Bible says in Ephesians 3, verses 18 and 19, it says, "May you have the power to understand how wide, how long, how high, and how deep His love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God." The second lesson is to watch what you eat, to watch what you eat. What I've found in my physical life is when I eat certain things, my energy tanks, my headaches increase, and I just feel blah. And so I need to watch what I eat. Well, the same thing's true spiritually. God's placed within us spiritual appetites, and they are designed to be met by Him. But when we try to fill those things, when we try to eat spiritual junk food, we try to replace it with salary and status and success and our passions and possessions and power, prestige, or anything else other than God, it's just not going to fill us up. I think Proverbs is so helpful in chapter 15, verse 14. It says, "A wise person is hungry for knowledge while the fool feeds on trash." The third lesson is this: make knowing God the priority of your life. One of the things I've found is that happiness is a byproduct of knowing God, that the more I know Him and the more I'm secure in Him, the more fulfilled my life is. Jesus says in Matthew 6:33, "Seek first God's kingdom and what God wants, then all your other needs will be met as well." Lesson number four is to stay in God's Word every single day. The Bible really is food for our soul. One of the things I proved this week is I never just eat one meal and then stop for the rest of the week. No. I want at least two a day. Over the holidays, three or four or five, one meal is not going to cut it. And that's the truth of God's Word. One day or just every now and then is not really going to feed us. 1 Peter 2, verse 2 says, "You must crave pure spiritual milk so that you will grow into a full experience of salvation. Cry out for this nourishment." Lesson number five is who you hang out with shapes your life. In other words, if you hang out with people that only talk about politics, chances are you're going to talk a lot about politics. If you hang out with people that only talk about sports, chances are you're going to talk about sports. That's why we make such a big deal in the new year of jumping into a small group, because when you jump into a small group, you have support, and then the things that you talk about in that small group are the things that are going to stir up proper hunger inside of you. Proverbs 2, verse 20 says this: "Join the company of good men and women and stay on the path of the righteous." And so today, I want to encourage you, we are wrapping up 2019. We are leaning forward, ready for 2020. Would you take some of these lessons and begin to say, "God, what do you have for me in this next chapter of my life. And hey, if you're in town this Sunday, I want to invite you to join us live at Sugar Hill Church at 9:30 or 11 as we talk about reset and renew and what it looks like to prepare for the best year ever. Well, have a great day. We hope to see you soon at Sugar Hill Church.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.